is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Thousands gather in Moscow to protest corruption. 10,000 Russian protesters chanting Russia without Putin and Russia will be free have demonstrated by the thousands in cities across the country in support of a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for accountability among Russian elite. Over 100 people were detained around Moscow's Pushkin Square, including Navalny, for protesting without permission. Navalny, a Kremlin critic, was detained as he arrived to join the Moscow rally. Navalny called the demonstrations after publishing a detailed report earlier this month accusing Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and vineyards through a shadowy network of nonprofit organizations. The Iraqi military is casting doubt on reports that the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed as many as 100 civilians sheltered earlier this month in a building in the contested city of Mosul, citing new evidence that shows Islamic State militants rigged the site with explosives. A Pentagon statement on Saturday said an initial review showed coalition airstrikes March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's Old City. The statement said an investigation is underway. Earlier today, the Deputy Commanding General of Operational Inherent Resolve, Brigadier General Matthew Eisler, said he could not comment on the investigations, but they are continuing. In the meantime, Mosul's still the scene of much bloodshed. At least two people were killed and many others injured after three projectiles hit a busy eastern market in eastern Mosul on Sunday afternoon. East Mosul was declared liberated by the Iraqi government earlier this year. This is VOA News. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan rebuked Switzerland on Sunday over a protest in Bern, during which images from the demonstration showed a poster depicting the Turkish leader with a pistol pointed at his head. Now, the Turkish president said, "In the Swiss parliament, they hang my picture with a gun to my head. The Swiss parliament remains silent in the face of this. Our foreign ministry made the necessary contacts, and we will do whatever necessary in the face of this incident." The Turkish foreign ministry summoned the Swiss ambassador over the protest it said was organized by supporters of terrorist groups. On Saturday, several thousand people, including Kurdish protesters, joined a rally in the Swiss capital calling for a no vote in Turkey's April 16th referendum that could give sweeping powers to Erdogan under a constitutional overhaul. Riot police in Belarus have launched a massive crackdown on protesters trying to hold a banned march in Minsk. An estimated 700 people were trying to march through a central part of the capital, part of a wave of anti-government protests against a new tax on workers. Truckloads of police intercepted the protesters and attacked them with clubs on Saturday. Hundreds were reported arrested, including journalists. Belarus has been mired in recession since 2015. Many opponents of the unpopular tax say they are being effectively penalized by the same government that has failed to reduce unemployment. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right party won a state election by a large margin, exit polls said on Sunday, in an early setback to center-left hopes of unseating her in the September national vote. Early results from the voting in Saarland State had Merkel's Christian Democrats leading a 40%, while the center-left Social Democrats, SPD, had around 30%. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Key members of the Trump administration are joining U.S. congressional leaders for the opening of Washington's three-day annual policy conference on the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, as pro-Israel lobbyists and supporters voice hope for bipartisan U.S. support for an array of Israeli objectives. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence was scheduled to address the AIPAC conference on Sunday in a speech expected to center on warming ties with the Jewish state and support for new U.S. sanctions against Iran for its ballistic missile program and its widely alleged push to develop nuclear weaponry. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.